with Zane Johnson in for Pippa Hudson.
And the time coming up for 16 minutes to 3 o'clock. It's a very good afternoon to you. And if you've got a dog, or if you are a dog lover, because, you know, sometimes for a dog lover, one dog is not enough, and they want more and more and more dogs. So we've got in the director at Oscar's Ark, which is an NPO, and she's Joanne Lefson. Joanne, a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Zane. Great to be here.
We're featuring something with a twist this afternoon in our pets feature, and, you know, this is a situation where the private sector, namely Pick and Pay, has partnered with Oscar's Ark to make a difference in the life of the furry friends, and through its pet club, hopes to raise enough money to help Oscar's Ark expand the Woof project so that they can actually help facilitate getting more dogs adopted. So, Joanne, explain to us in a nutshell Oscar's Ark. You know, when was it born? What does the name mean? How did you actually get to that name?
Right. Well, Oscar's Ark is, as you mentioned, it's a registered NPO. It's an adoption agency. It was formed about 2 years ago. We actually kicked off almost exactly 2 years ago. How we operate is we work with existing shelters in the Western Cape. We select amazing shelter dogs that are sitting in cages and desperate to get out, and oftentimes their lives depend on it. And we bring them to Woof Project, which is a pop-up adoption center. And people can come in positive, inspired environments, meet these dogs, hopefully make a connection and, you know, give one a great home.
So it's a traveling, project, which you would go to a shopping center, or you would go to a particular event, for instance, like, you know, One Run, or go to the Argus or something like that, and bring these dogs out there. How many dogs are there? Because, I mean, you know, there are so many breeders out there who just make money out of dogs, and they don't care where these dogs go.
Yes, well, we actually have an epidemic in the Western Cape. Actually, it's a global epidemic, but the reality is that in South Africa, how the statistics pan out is that for every 10 dogs that go up for adoption at a shelter, only one will get a home. So we're sitting with a 90% euthanasia rate in most shelters. And the reason is because people, when they want to acquire a dog, they don't want to go to a shelter because they think it's depressing, or secondly, they think that shelter dogs are damaged in some way. And the reality is that this just isn't the situation. Most dogs sitting in shelters up for adoption have been surrendered. Maybe it's because of divorce, because of money issues, or because maybe the owners have gone into an old age home. So we have great, amazing dogs sitting in shelters, and they just aren't getting out. And it's a really sad situation.
I actually read a Facebook page of a friend of mine this afternoon, who's got a sort of an older dog, and he was pleading for people because he's moving, and he can unfortunately to a smaller place, and he can unfortunately not take the dog with him. And I think this is where you basically come in, you know, where people can possibly contact you. But let's talk about stats. You know, there's an estimated 20,000 dogs that pass through the doors of the six main shelters in the Western Cape, and as few as only 2,000 of them are fortunate to actually, you know, get a home and get a loving and caring home. How did you come up with an idea to solve this problem? Because your adoption rate is anywhere way over 90%.
Well, I'm not saying we're solving the problem, but we're certainly helping we're part of the solution. And I think the solution lies with everybody. It's not just about Woof Project or Oscar's Ark. It's about people getting involved, adopting, sterilizing their pets, and really reaching out and sharing the great word of how amazing these dogs are. But just to go back a little bit, Oscar's Ark I was fortunate enough to adopt the most incredible dog from a local shelter a good 12 years ago now. And obviously the dog was called Oscar, hence Oscar's Ark, and that dog completely changed my life. And so when Oscar passed away, I decided, come on, you know, just to show my gratitude for having this dog in my life, let me create some sort of adoption agency so I can show people how amazing, you know, and bring these great Oscars to the public to get a home. And, yeah, it's really, We're on exactly the 100th week now. We've got almost 1,700 adoptions, so we average at about 17 adoptions every weekend. The average number that most shelters do on a weekend is one. It's not that we're competing. We're just very grateful and excited that the concept of taking dogs out of shelters and into the public domain and inspired environments is a concept that is working. And we obviously want to transform that in the Western Cape and obviously expand it and do greater things in bigger areas.
Well, chatting this afternoon to John Lefson, the director at Oscar's Ark, which is an NPO, and they do rescue dogs. How do we change perceptions? Because a lot of people look at rescue dogs and they go, no, I don't want one of those. You know, it's been in a home somewhere or it's been abused somewhere. Because we have two rescue dogs at home with my mother-in-law, and you have to be very careful around these dogs because of the previous damage that has been done. How do we change that perception for people to say it's okay to actually adopt a dog from a rescue institution?
I think the best answer to that is to actually go to a local shelter and to meet some of these shelter dogs and to give it a try. Obviously, there's no guarantees. There's no guarantees in anything. And I can tell you now that if you were to buy a dog that has been from a breeder, you'd probably stand to have more issues because dogs that are overbred have continuous health issues through the overbreeding. So no situation is necessarily perfect, but at least you know when you're taking a chance on adopting a great shelter dog, you're saving a life, you're not making the situation worse, and you're really adopting just an animal that will always be grateful for you giving it a chance. It is such a rewarding process that you would never be able to experience if you were to support a breeder who, I have to say, it's more a business. It's not really about the dog's life or where the dog is going. So we don't focus on the negative. All we're saying is if you want a great dog, come to Oscar's Ark, come to Wolf Project, or go to your local shelter and give it a chance, because you can't judge it unless you've actually given it a chance. And if I can just say from my personal experience, I've always had adopted dogs throughout my life, and I've always had incredible dogs. So there you go.
Yeah, and it's also the love that these dogs get at the new homes that they are going to. Talk us through the adoption process that you put people through, because I know when I'm a cat person, but I know that when we went to go and get our cat, we made sure that certain things were done, you know, that the cat was microchipped and other things. What are the things that people need to look out to, and what do people sort of look forward to when they come to you for an adoption?
Well, our process is very inspiring and it's very, very efficient. We know that the faster we move a dog out of Wolf Project, the sooner we can bring a dog in from another shelter whose life probably depends on it. So you come to Wolf Project, you fill out an application form. We have a number of home checkers positioned in different locations in the Western Cape. We will do a home check within 24 hours. We then let you know that it's been approved, if the home is good for that dog, and then you are welcome to come and collect the dog. So we want a turnaround time of 24 hours if we can make it that fast. And every dog is sterilized, microchipped, fully vaccinated, except for puppies because they're too young to be sterilized. And, of course, we have a satisfaction guaranteed. So if for some reason you adopt a dog and it doesn't quite work out for whatever reason, maybe it chases a cat, maybe, I don't know, what could really go wrong, then we will absolutely take that dog back and find it another home. What's important here is that people come out and they give it a chance and they take a chance on adopting a great dog, and we will always give it another chance if it doesn't work out.
Chatting to Joanne Lefson, director at Oscar's Ark, and Oscar, obviously the first dog that she took on many, many years ago, and they are project partners with Pick and Pay Pet Club, and we'll get to that right now. But if you've adopted a dog, and if you have adopted a dog from Oscar's Ark, give us a call or chat to us if you've adopted a dog from anywhere else. What have your experiences been like? 0214460567, and we'd love to hear from you on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. You can send us a voice note or a text message out there. And of course, if you have some SMS lines left, you can send us an SMS into 31567. Now, you've come up with a very amazing idea. You've partnered up with the Pick and Pay Pet Club. Now, I'm not mistaken, but Pick n Pay Pet Club is relatively new, isn't it?
It's relatively new, but they have thousands of sign-ups already.
Oh, great.
And we've partnered with them for every person that signs up to their pet club in the next 3 months, R5 will be donated to Oscar's Arc. And that makes a big difference because we have such a small dynamic team. So every single rand that comes to our organization really goes to getting these shelter dogs out of shelters and into amazing homes. So we really appreciate it. We're so glad to have Pick n Pay on board. And I think everybody shops at Pick n Pay. So if you're a shopper, even if you don't have a dog, sign up for the pet club.
And there's an SMS part of this also where they can actually SMS with your Pick n Pay Smart Shopper number to 30926 and then that will come to you. And of course, go to the Pick n Pay website at pickandpay.co.za/pets club and you can sign up for that there. This is a fantastic initiative that you're walking with Pick n Pay, and they've always been so socially involved in terms of things. So let's hope that everybody runs out there to go and sign up. Chat to us about your experiences in terms of what was the worst experience of a dog that you found.
Well, Zane, I hate to be an optimist here, but gosh, it really is such an inspiring project. Nothing really comes to mind. What I can say is that we pull some dogs out of a very big shelter in the Western Cape. It's actually called Fallen Angels, and such dedicated women that run that organization. But we take dogs that have been literally in that shelter for up to 6-7 years. Some of them were even born in that shelter that have never got out. And we pull some of these dogs out. And can you imagine being in a shelter for 5 years and then on your first weekend, someone comes from offering to adopt one of these dogs? It is so rewarding to see a dog that just has really got no chance, it would have died in a shelter, to actually walk away and find an amazing home. So, you know, we bring in, sometimes a dog might have missed a leg, sometimes it might have an eye missing or whatever. But, you know, the point is that everyone deserves a chance. And as I say, it's very rewarding work. It's very inspiring work. And if I can just add to it that we do, every dog that we bring in, we do give a health check. And obviously a character check so that we know that it's good with other dogs and good with people. So, you know, as I say, if you're interested in getting a dog, come to Woof Project. We will find you whatever you need. And, sorry, one more thing because I talk too much, is that don't think that shelter dogs are mutts and brucks. One in every four dogs sitting in a shelter is a purebred dog. So even if you're looking for a Labrador or a Jack Russell or a Husky, we have tons of those. So there's never an excuse to go to a breeder.
Now, you've been out in areas such as the Sea Point Promenade, Camp Space Trip, and the V&A Waterfront. Which are the other areas that you... which are the other areas that you've actually thought of going into? Because obviously that's a very limited sort of city bowl kind of area. Will you reach out to areas out in outside of your areas, sort of Table View area, Brackenfell, Kraaifontein, those areas?
Yes, we've been to Melkbos on two occasions. We've also out in Constantia Village, which is our southern suburbs area, and we're currently at Route 44 in Stellenbosch. We did go to Johannesburg and Pretoria last year, and we will probably be going back there in August this year. So, you know, the idea is that, you know, we know wherever we pop up, we're going to save 17 to 20 dogs' lives that weekend. So as long as we're making sure that we're popping up somewhere in an area that is where people we know would be interested in a dog, we will locate and we will, you know, see how many we can get homed.
We've got a WhatsApp message in from Kathleen, and she says, "Hi guys, we gave two rescue dogs an opportunity, and they are awesome pets, lovable, protective of us, and loyal beyond belief." And that is such good news. We had a call on the line from CJ out in the Gardens area. He's also adopted a dog. Chat to us about your experience, CJ.
It's CJ, and I have. But other than that, as the lady that was speaking said, you know, very often if you buy from breeders, you get, they all come with something or the other. Mm. But I have this dog, and I think they do wonderful work when they do these rescues and all of that. But I happen to be a pensioner and old. And what I do realize that this will probably be my last dog, and I've never been dogless in my whole life. Why? Simply because when things go wrong, you've got to go to the vet, which is also a business, and they are so expensive, you sit there and wonder exactly what you can afford and what you can't. Yeah. And then the animal's life is on the line. It would be lovely if there was some sort of a clinic, you know, where you could go and pay a nominal fee, but I think it totally discourages older people who are very good pet
owners. Yeah. Yes.
From taking a rescue.
Yeah, CJ from the gardens, and she's also adopted a dog. Speak to us very quickly. We've got about a minute, and this is really a case in point here, whereby vet care is so expensive, and the insurance on vet care is expensive, especially for a pensioner. How do we solve that?
Well, CJ, a couple of the shelters in the Western Cape do offer highly discounted rates for senior citizens and for people that are below the average employment income bracket. So you can reach out to a couple of those if you want to know who those are. You can speak to Zane later. Of course, it's a problem. I mean, everything is expensive these days. But, you know, we always just say, you know, if a dog gets some basic pet food and a lot of love, the reward from that will keep you living a lot longer, a lot happier. And I think it outweighs the possible negatives of it.
And I think it's also a case in point that, you know, we need to probably look at establishing clinics like that, where pensioners can actually take their animals, just because it's become too expensive. I dread the day that something happens to my cat and I have to take it to a vet. I mean, it could cost you anything up to 20,000-30,000 rands just for that one operation that is needed. But it's been absolutely fantastic chatting to you. That was Joanne Lefson chatting to us, director at Oscar's Ark NPO, and you can a website address or
oscarsark.org
oscarsark.org.za. You can chat to her over there.